When the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issues a report on the number of overdoses in the United States, it's only as good as the data states send in. This year, the CDC reported overdoses from opioids, such as prescription painkillers or heroin, jumped nearly 30% in 2016. More than 42,000 people died. But those are the deaths that the CDC can definitively say were opioid-related. As Jake Harper of Side Effects Public Media reports, the real number could be much higher.
So we are going back to what we call our receiving area.
Alfie Ballou is deputy coroner for Marion County, Indiana, and she oversees death investigations. When someone dies, an investigator from Ballou's office looks for clues.
We're going to look in that whole area where they were found. We're going to look in cabinets to look for syringes or other drug paraphernalia such as pipes, rolled up dollar bills, straws.
Items that could point to drug overdose as a possible cause of death. But to really know for sure that someone died of an overdose, investigators need to test bodily fluids. Ballou shows me inside a walk-in refrigerator where they store samples from people who have died. Blood and urine and the fluid inside the eye, known as vitreous.
We send that off to a toxicology lab to be tested for what we call drugs of abuse. Some prescribed drugs, definitely opioids, illicit drugs, cocaine, heroin, meth.
When all that information is in, the coroner fills out a death certificate. And if it's an overdose, they'll put that as the cause. But death investigators around the country don't always list the specific drugs involved. And that really matters. Christopher Room is a professor at University of Virginia, and he's published two papers on this topic recently.
In some cases, they're classifying it as a drug death, but they don't list the kind of drug that was involved.
If you don't specify that an opioid or cocaine or meth contributed to someone's death, that information isn't captured by the state or the CDC. And because of that, we are undercounting opioid-related overdoses across the U.S. Room says that big number from the CDC, 42,000 opioid-related overdose deaths, that number should be nearly 50,000. Indiana's count is especially off. Room estimates that the state's opioid overdose rate was actually twice as high as what the CDC reported in 2014.
There are other states that do very well. I mean, there are some states that have pretty much 100% reporting.
He says a major factor is who investigates deaths. In some states, like Indiana, every county has a coroner. Coroners are usually elected. They may not be medical professionals or trained to put specific information on death certificates. Other states have medical examiners, who are doctors. In some cases, there's a chief medical examiner for the whole state.
States that have centralized oversight with medical examiners tend to do better than those with coroners.
Another problem is that death investigators don't always test bodily fluids. Brad Ray is a researcher at Indiana University's School of Public and Environmental Affairs. Why are some coroners doing this and not others?
The cost is kind of the main thing that I've heard anecdotally. But the other is they're not required to. Right? So if you're not required to pay for it and you're not required to report it, then why would you? So we need to change that.
Indiana lawmakers passed new rules this year to fix this. Starting in July, coroners will have to run tox screens for suspected overdoses and report the results to the state. And the state will help cover the added costs. More accurate data will likely make the opioid problem look worse as the numbers go up. But Ray says that could help the state access federal funds and keep better track of drug problems.
So we can see when trends are happening. We can see when there tends to be increases in cocaine and meth and decreases in opioids if that happens.
Alfie Ballou's team was already getting tox screens for suspected overdoses. But it wasn't until she went to a conference last year that she realized they need to include more information on death certificates. Now her team will list specific drugs.
So we'll say drug overdose or drug intoxication with, and then we identify the drugs. So if it's five drugs that have caused or contributed to the death, then we put those five drugs down.
Ballou plans to teach other coroners to do it the same way. Jake Harper, Side Effects Public Media.